Hello, I'm Philip Sargent, and I'm joined today on the phone by Gideon Mayhew, co-founder of The Icon Factory, a graphic design company based in the United States and in Sweden, which specialises in software for creating and using icons, including a wide range of emoji. The Icon Factory was founded in 1996 and is now one of the leading studios in commercial icon design and includes Windows, Twitter and Facebook among their clients. Gideon, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
What do you see as the sort of key purpose of emoji as a form of communication?
They're a way for people to communicate quickly about some things or emotions or concepts that we are all familiar with in one way or another. And they also are funner than typing out words. So when you have the opportunity to use an emoji instead of a long, drawn-out, you know, sentence or something like that, if you can communicate it quickly with a simple pictogram, then a lot of people prefer to do that. And there's a lot of appeal there for that. And as technology advances and people's attention spans become shorter and shorter, I think they have adopted this kind of language to a greater degree. People have become more enthusiastic about emoji.
Do you think you could talk us through how you go about designing them?
It basically starts with the client who's requesting the emoji, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or someone else, and what their visual goals are for the emoji suite, what they want to accomplish with that. We use that as a starting point. How do they want their emoji to be differentiated visually from what other platforms have done? And we take that and we use that as a jumping off point to design several style looks and feels. For the emoji suite itself, we take some representation from the suite, whether it's people, vehicles, or food, and we work them up in a number of different styles. And then we go back and forth with the client to refine those styles until they're approved.
How much leeway do you have in terms of doing something which has to look like a particular thing and doing something which is unique or within a house style?
Every emoji has a Unicode standard, and so that emoji has to communicate that thing in a particular way. If we go outside of that guideline, then people won't recognize it. Or when they transmit an emoji to a friend, they'll see something different than what they were expecting. And so you can't stray too far from the visual concept of the emoji itself. What you can do, obviously, is vary how that particular thing is depicted. The angle, the lighting, the coloring, all of those things are up for grabs.
What impact do you think they've had, both on the way people communicate, but also on society in general? Do you have a feel for that?
Oh, they've had quite a bit of impact. I can't go anywhere these days without seeing something emoji-related, whether it's in pop culture or in merchandise. Another is how those particular things affect like what we do when we communicate with each other and how much further can we push it. I mean, and what will they be replaced with? Will they be replaced with animated versions of themselves? Or, you know, stickers are probably pretty popular now, too. But they haven't seemed to catch on as widespread as emoji, and I think that's because they're not as ubiquitous.
That leads very nicely into the question of what you think the future of emoji might be, if you have any ideas of whether it's going to just expand so much that it'll become impossible to use, or, as you say, whether something else will take over.
That's a really tough question, obviously. I think in the short term, the emoji language will continue to expand. Obviously, the Unicode Consortium will add new entries into the emoji lexicon, and it will continue to do that for the foreseeable future. So we'll always have new emojis coming down the pipe, you know, that people can use. What will happen after that? I'm not sure. We saw a little bit of it this year with Apple's Animojis in the iPhone X with animated three-dimensional versions of some of the emojis. Is that practical for all emojis? No, not in any way, shape, or form. Is it even desirable? I'm not sure that it is. But for some emojis, such as the smiley faces and animals, it makes perfect sense, and people seem to love it. So that's one possible feature. One thing I really hope that they do is make it easier to find emojis in the keyboards and type them quicker. As the lexicon expands, it's getting harder and harder to locate and type the emoji that you've been looking for. I really hope that that improves somehow.
Do you think anything has changed in your thinking about the approach to the design?
One of the things that's changed since we started creating them, you know, until now, is the need to be diverse in emoji design. To think about how people of different cultures and races will use an emoji. So when approaching the design of emoji, we always try to consider, is there a way that this is inclusive in its design? It's definitely something that we're mindful now, that I'd say was less so when we first started designing emoji, and I think that's a good thing. In the end, it makes the emoji usable by a wider set of audience, and that's always a plus.
I wanted to ask you about how they actually convey meaning and whether there are any examples you've come across where you've thought it meant, it was intended to mean something, and then people pick it up and use it for a different purpose, either because they think it looks like that or for whatever other reason.
There are so many examples of that, it's hard to pick just a few. And it's interesting and fascinating. If I studied language for a living, I would definitely be studying this, because it's fascinating how people can appropriate something for their own use and then, you know, run with it. One example of that is the peach emoji. You know, I mean, obviously it's there to represent the fruit, but many people use it to represent, you know, someone's bottom. And in fact, when Apple recently changed the peach so that it looked less like a bottom, people were upset and they wanted it returned to the previous design so that they could continue using it to represent the bottom, you know. And another would be the high fives. There's two hands that come up and to give a high five. And people use that to represent praying, actually. That's not the original intent of the emoji. But because it can represent that visually, people do use it for that. There's a whole group of emojis that are like that. And it is fascinating to watch people use or adopt the particular emojis to mean something other than what it was originally intended to be. But I think that's always the case with language.
Gideon, thank you so much for joining us today and for giving us your insights. It's been a great pleasure to talk to you.
No, thanks so much for having me.